Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on our website we give away, so do enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Update on the story we started the show out with last night, the senator. This is the big news now, Mark. It was just sort of off to the side yesterday, and now all of a sudden it's exploded, so to speak, which is might have been what Senator Craig was looking to do in a bathroom stall recently, according to the news. AP is, of course, we told you the story yesterday from RollCall.com, the originator of the story. And actually, what's interesting about this is the story so old. I mean, it happened back in June. And it hasn't hit the news until this week. So somebody dropped the ball on you know, letting this cat out of the bag, so to speak. And anyway, he went into a bathroom in an airport in St. Paul, Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, and allegedly was looking for a little bit of sexy time with an undercover cop.
And well, he wasn't looking for the time with the cop. It just happened to be an undercover cop.
Right, there was an undercover cop in one of the stalls, and Senator Craig stopped in front of that particular stall, looked in, looked down at his hands, fiddled with his hands for a moment, looked back into the stall, looked back down at his hands. He did this for an entire 2 minutes, standing out in front of this man's stall. He then proceeded to go into the stall next to the undercover cop, wherein he put his bag up against the front door of the door of the stall, and the cop said this is something that is typical when someone's looking for a little bit of sexual activity. He then started moving his foot in a certain pattern that tends to be something else that the cop knows to look for. He then slid his foot over after the cop responded by moving his foot similarly. Senator Craig then slid his foot over and touched the police officer's foot at that point. And then he ran his hand underneath the wall of the stall, if you will, the divider. And I presume that that is sort of an indicator for, you know, touch my hand if you want to go a little bit further, that sort of thing. Of course, the officer then revealed himself as a police officer, and Senator Craig was arrested. But now, according to the AP, under fire from leaders of his own party, Idaho Senator Larry Craig on Tuesday said the only thing he'd done wrong was to plead guilty after a complaint of lewd conduct in a men's room. He declared, "I am not gay. I never have been gay." Now, he may be telling the truth here. He could be a bisexual. Right?
Yeah, well, I guess.
If you're not gay, but you're looking for sex in a men's bathroom, that would make you a bisexual, wouldn't
it? Well, you're assuming that everything that happened as the way the police officer told it.
I am assuming that. And again, I don't think this is necessary. I don't think this should be a crime. I think Senator Craig, if he wants to go and have sex in a bathroom, no problem.
Well, it's a problem if it's a public bathroom. In my opinion.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're quiet about it, then I don't see why nobody's going to know, right?
Yuck.
I think it's pretty gross myself, but, you know, I think having sex in a bathroom stall is its own punishment. Anyway, he said at a news conference with his wife, Suzanne, at his side, "I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport." And I agree. He didn't do anything wrong. What's wrong?
I'm sure glad I didn't have to convince my wife to try to stand there while I had news conference after this.
What's wrong about Senator Craig is that he has, he's one of these moralist Republican guys, and he's somebody that, you know, while he's pretending he's not a gay man and voting against gay marriage and that sort of thing. He's faced rumors about his sexuality since as early as the 1980s. Allegations that he'd engaged in gay sex had never been substantiated. Craig, of course, has always denied the assertions, which he calls ridiculous. And, you know, in this case, it looks like, well, the rumors are true. Looks like you really are like this, Senator Craig. And if that's okay, you know, that's fine with me. If you want to be a gay man, great. That's
so
great.
He voted against gay marriage?
He did vote against gay marriage. And so, you know, he's one of these moralists that wants to shove his value system down your throat.
Not entirely. The while
he's having sex in bathrooms.
Not entirely.
With men.
According to the Republican Liberty Caucus Liberty Index, he came out an 80 on personal liberties and an 85 on economic liberties, which makes him an 82.5, and therefore they call that a libertarian.
Yeah, well,
that's their terminology, not mine. But I would prefer to have a whole
really agree with their
bunch
scoring system.
I would prefer to have a whole bunch of what they would call libertarians in the Senate than, you know, what does make up the Senate, which is a bunch of centrists and conservatives and liberals and socialists.
Just because he might have voted down a few, bills that might have reduced liberty somewhat doesn't make this guy a libertarian at all. I'm sure he's introduced all kinds of big government legislation and voted for all kinds of big government legislation. He's a senator, after all.
I understand
what
you're saying.
The only man in Congress who represents what libertarianism is about is Ron Paul. If this guy was a libertarian, he'd be talking about liberty. He'd be promoting liberty. He'd be doing liberty-oriented things, and he's not that guy. Don't trot out his score like it means something.
It means something if that's what he's voting for. Look, I don't need a guy. I don't need a Senate full of guys that are out there spouting off like Ron Paul. I would prefer that. I really would. But I'll take a bunch of them that are voting, 88 times out of 10 for personal liberties and 8.5 times out of 10 for economic liberties.
Yeah. Well, but the issue with this guy is that most likely he's not being honest with his constituency about who he really is. I mean, I'm sure he does campaign as an upright, morally upright, upstanding citizen.
A family man.
Right. He probably does a very good job of representing Idahoans as far as their sexuality goes. I would think that most gay people from Idaho leave.
Right. Well, that's true. But he's still not really being completely honest with the voters who he represents. And that's quite common of politicians. I mean, a lot of them have baggage to probably a disproportionate amount.
Why do they have to be honest about their sexuality? It's detrimental to their job.
Well, I'm sure he would support the legislation that made this illegal, though.
I'm sure he would.
It's just ironic. I mean, he's been caught
in the bathroom trap.
Yeah.
The bathroom laws?
He likely would.
The sex in the bathroom law.
1-800-259-8231.
I would support no sex in the bathroom laws.
So, in a public bathroom,
As far as I'm concerned, when you're talking about your bathroom, it's not a problem.
Maybe disorderly conduct, I don't think it...
Which is actually what he was cited for, was disorderly conduct. Not sex in a bathroom. I don't know if that even is a law, per se. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How are you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to make two comments about the senator from Idaho.
Yeah.
I guess he's having his own private Idaho.
What does that mean? I've never seen the movie.
It's very good, but it gets interesting. Also, his actual charge was he pled guilty to a charge of lewdness, which is different from disorderly conduct.
Really?
A sexual predator, in a sense. So he may be the highest-ranking member on the sexual predators registry. But what I wanted to mention is people shouldn't be shocked about this stuff in Washington. I mean, we've had scandals with senators and congressmen in the pages, and we had all sorts of... You guys are probably too young to remember when I was in elementary school, when J. Edgar Hoover was running the FBI and LBJ was president. They had a situation with Jenkins, who was a big man at the Capitol, a senator congressman over his career. And, it's reported that LBJ said to J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar, why don't you and Clyde Tolson just go down to the men's skinny dip at the Capitol YMCA and troll for Jenkins, and we'll get him out.
Was it Hoover?
So in a sense, homosexuality or bisexuality and perversion has absolutely... is absolutely natural to Washington, D.C., and it has been that way for many, many years. And in a way, I think all the commotion about the woman who had her, an escort service that was hassled by the government, I mean, it's come out in her book that some of the clients included the vice president when he was president of Halliburton.
Really? I didn't hear that.
I mean, there's a whole list of things, and it's not uncommon, for blackmail, whether it's the FBI, CIA, National Security Agency, to set people up and stuff. And, in a sense,
the rumors in D.C.
in Washington, it happened in Idaho.
Thank you for the call, Frank. We appreciate it. And some of the rumors that float around in Washington, D.C. are pretty interesting, too, including that there's this sort of group of senators or high-powered people in Washington government that are interested in little boys as well.
I just think that's all paranoid conjecture.
I find it believable. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 28, 2007. Gold, 667 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.80, and $169.85. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something new that you need to know about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. needles. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Nick, of course, joining us from the world of Free Minds TV, which, I tell you, just keeps getting better and better with every episode. If you guys haven't seen it yet, you should take a moment and go to freemindstv.com. They've got all the episodes there. 1-800-259-9231. Let's see here. Talking about property. Let's talk about property and permits. Now, anybody that's ever owned a home and ever wanted to do anything to make that home better knows about the permitting process.
Yeah.
Now, depending on where you live, there are some things that may require permits that may not be required in the town next to you, for instance. It's pretty arbitrary as to whether or not you actually need a permit to do whatever it is you want to do. For instance, you've mentioned before several times, Mark, that where we used to live down in Florida, there's a place called Longboat Key, which is one of the most wealthy places to live in the United States. And there are so many zoning restrictions and permitting requirements there that you can't do things to the inside of your home.
You can't recarpet your home without getting a permit. Carpet on the inside of your house.
And they may not like your the color you choose, for all I know. So there's all kinds of rules and regulations, and you know, depending on where you live. Some places it's not so bad. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's nowhere near, I don't think, as many permits as where we come from.
No.
So that's a nice thing, I guess.
But, you know, in Keene, New Hampshire, I'm sure that there's significantly more than there are in surrounding communities, which are much more rural here in New Hampshire.
There's a place called Grafton in New Hampshire that doesn't even have a zoning board. So
well, it's not just Grafton. There's some other, I think, Canaan and pretty much anywhere north of those towns.
There's a handful of places, yeah. So it's even possible to live somewhere where there aren't these meddling busybodies that want to tell you what to do with your time and with your money. In fact, the permitting process doesn't have anything really to do with safety, because if you've ever actually pulled a permit before and actually seen the bureaucrats that come out to inspect your property, you probably have gotten the feeling that they don't really want to be there, and they're just coming by to sort of give the most cursory of inspections. Unless, of course, you've made them angry, in which case then they'll fail you for the most innocuous of violations. So, you know, it's all about politics. It's all about playing the game and not offending the bureaucrats, not giving them any reason to be angry at you, and then they'll just give you the wink and the nod, and they'll move along, and you'll get your approval as long as you've greased enough palms.
Right. Don't forget the money that you've got to pay.
Right.
It's usually not under-the-table stuff. This is over-the-table stuff.
Right.
There's fees in order to be permitted properly, which I think the permitting process really disempowers the consumer. Here's why. For instance, in Sarasota, Florida, I redid a house. I took one and remodeled it, and I enclosed what was essentially a porch. I didn't go through the permitting process to enclose this porch.
Uh-oh.
I just took deeded as a 1,200 square foot house and enclosed the porch, turned it into a 1,700 square foot house, but I didn't go through any of the processes. Now, I did a very, very good job and had professional contractors out there and insulated it really well and did all these things because I wanted to do that. But I just didn't want to pay the bureaucrats to look over my shoulder while I did it. Somebody could have done this and done a much worse job. They could have put in bad wiring. They could have, not insulated. They could have done all kinds of things poorly. They could have not strapped in the 2x4, so if a hurricane came, it would just blow the thing right off. And
but it's their house, and
because of the existence, right, it is their house, but when you sell it, and I did, I sold it shortly thereafter, after building on this addition, so when you sell it, people just assume, there's a piece of a house there, it must be approved by the zoning and the planning board and the people that, it must be up to code, just because all these government agencies exist, they give their, just by their existence, they give their tacit approval to everything around. Now, a savvy consumer knows that some people do this and some people don't. And different municipalities are better at catching when you sell. And, different consumers are better at knowing, this says it's a 1,200 square foot property, but it really, this isn't 1,200 square feet.
It's more.
I need to check.
Mm-hmm.
So different people are better at it. But the fact is, they give, by their existence, they give tacit approval to every building that's out there. it's there. They must have approved it.
Right, whether or not it was or wasn't approved.
Yeah, and that's a terrible idea. I mean, people should get a home inspection anytime they're buying a new house to for their own information to know what's there. I mean, it's really it's a buyer's responsibility.
It is, but even a home inspection isn't necessarily going to reveal everything. My home down in Sarasota, Florida, that I'm actually currently trying to sell, if you want to buy it, go to house.freetalklive.com. Here's a little inside information for you. We discovered that later on, after I'd purchased the home, that there was an add-on done to the home. It wasn't permits were not pulled for it, so entire rooms were added on to this house, and they didn't put what they call the footer underneath the rooms, this concrete slab or whatever that is supposed to prevent the home from sinking into the earth, right? Allegedly.
Right, as though this is a problem.
So I discovered this only because I went to try to put a roof on the property. And without a proper footer, you can't put a pitched roof. You cannot put an A-frame or whatever you call it on the property. So I'm stuck with a flat roof as a result of that. And, of course, I went through the process of, you know, finding, getting the roof inspected, or not inspected, but having some plans drawn up for the new roof and everything. And then I find out later on, after someone starts digging a hole, that, oh, sorry, no footer here. Well, you know, sorry about that. You can't do anything now, so you've thrown hundreds of dollars down the drain. And in addition, if I was to try to go through some sort of permitting process in order to put a footer underneath or something like that, there's a chance that the government could come along and say, oh, sorry, no permits were pulled for this. You're going to have to tear it down. There is that chance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring something like that to the bureaucrats' attention, they could hold you responsible for it. Not that you'd be charged with anything because it was done before you bought the house, but they could tear it down and say, sorry, unapproved structure. Tear it down.
It's dangerous.
And then I'd lose, you know, 50% of my square footage in my home. So I just had to keep quiet about it.
Of course, you lived in that underneath that flat roof of yours for years and had no problems at all. And plus, you did some improvements to it, right?
That side of the house is fine. I mean, it's just that they didn't, you know, they cut a corner here and there, apparently.
Right.
And that's what happens, you know? So I was pointing that out because the home inspection, they're not going to dig holes. They're not going to go into things. So 800-259-9231. I bring all this up because there's a story. And it's from the Daily Breeze from the Los Angeles area. A man built a fence, a retaining wall, a patio, and a few concrete columns to decorate his driveway. And now Francisco Linares is going to jail for it. See, Linares had been given 6 months to get final permits for the offending structures or remove them as part of a plea agreement reached in January when he pleaded no contest to 5 misdemeanor counts of violating the Rolling Hills Estates building code. If he failed to do one or the other, Linares faced 6 months in county jail. Now a man is looking at 6 months in jail because he wanted to improve his property without the permission of the bureaucrats. More on the way. You could take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name this sound. Hiss! No, not a snake, nor the sound when the other team scores a touchdown. It's the whoosh you hear when removing your gas cap. When we come back, I'll tell you what causes it.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all heard that hiss when removing the gas cap. Here's what happens. When cars warm, some of that liquid gasoline you pump is converted to vapor right in your tank. Today's cars have gas vapor recovery systems that route most fumes to the carburetor or fuel injection. But those remaining exert pressure against the gas cap. The whoosh heard when removing the cap is made by gas vapors in your tank escaping to outside air. So when gassing up, don't overfill that tank. Two clicks is enough. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head on over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, to get interactive. All right, so we're talking about the zoning rules and regulations in any town, USA. In this particular case, it's a small city, very small, called Rolling Hills Estates. Now, by the name of that, you would think, oh, that's not a city. That's a gated community. It's got that sort of sound to it, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, somewhere you roll up and punch in a code to go in. And indeed, it is certainly a sort of an exclusive city. I was looking at some of the details on the Wikipedia page, and I think the median income is over $100,000 a year. So, I mean, you do have to be a little bit wealthy, I guess, to live in Rolling Hills Estates. But it is, they do claim to be a city. There is a government and everything. And right now, one of the men who lives in the area, the population of 7,600, Francisco Linares, is about ready to go into jail for 6 months because he didn't pull final permits for a retaining wall, patio, and a few concrete columns that he wanted to beautify his property with. According to Torrens Superior Court Judge Sandra Thompson, she chastised Linares, a farmer's insurance district manager, for not completing what he agreed to do in January and then handed him the maximum sentence without possibility of house arrest or probation. He said, the judge said, imagine my disappointment to find we are no further along in resolving these issues. At the rate we're going, we'll still be talking about this at my retirement party. Linares is scheduled to report to county jail in September. He says, I'm not scared. It's just very unfair. The city said they wanted to teach me a lesson because they thought I wanted to get away with a lot of stuff. His attorney said he's never heard of anything like this. Quote, we're talking about fixing a fence that was on city property. He didn't build a Las Vegas casino. You put a guy in jail for 6 months because he repaired the city's fence? The 51-year-old bought the nearly one-acre property back in 1998 after tearing down a house on the site and building a 3,000-square-foot French-style home. He began landscaping when Linares was asked the city to repair the white three-railed fence behind his house. He was told it was on his property, and therefore it was his responsibility. So he replaced the termite-infested planks. Then the city reversed itself and said Linares had illegally built the fence on city property. In October of 2004, and the cool thing is, the city can just say whatever the hell it wants to say.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, now we've changed our mind, and now you get to go to jail. In October 2004, or you can, you know, spend thousands of your dollars fighting them in court. That's an option, too. Remember, they've got deep, deep pockets. No, just fight you till you're either run out of money or until they put you in a jail cell.
Right. It's your money, your tax money that's paying to fight yourself
to fight
anyway.
Yeah.
You and all your neighbors who are implicit in it, and they have no idea.
As though your neighbors are going to really care that you fixed a termite-infested fence. In October 2004, the city charged Linares with three misdemeanors for not taking... here they are. For not taking down the fence, having a retaining wall built higher than a two-foot restriction, and for erecting stone columns without a neighborhood compatibility analysis. What's that mean?
That it sounds like you've got to pay somebody. Somebody's got to get a payoff before you can start looking at doing it.
Later inspections found eight other violations, including a lack of permits for plumbing and grading.
Oh, so they really went after this guy once they found out about the fence. Nice.
He's had a couple.
Once he fixed their fence for them, then they really went after him.
The city's prosecutor, who obviously has nothing better to do, said he's had a couple of years to correct the problems. His options were to obtain final permits or remove all of these structures built without permits. He lives in the house with his wife and three daughters, contends he didn't remove the structures because he believed the permits would be approved. However, the bureaucrat said no permits are pending, since Linares failed to resubmit an application that was deemed incomplete. Ah, see, he didn't cross the right T's and dot the correct I's and fill out the right blanks on their precious little form, so therefore they just flushed it down the drain and probably didn't tell him about it. At the sentencing, see, it's your responsibility to follow up on your permitting process. At the sentencing, Amar said his client was a good Christian man who's never committed a crime and who worked diligently, 142 hours, in fact, to try to resolve the issues with the city. And the only reason he wasn't able to complete the stipulations of the plea agreement, he said, was because of the city's confusing building codes and negligence in rendering a decision on his permit applications. Well, you know, they say ignorance of the law is no excuse, so just because the city's building codes are confusing, that's no excuse, buddy. You should hire an attorney to help you interpret what all the city building codes are, so you can then figure out what permits you need to pull, so you can then pull the appropriate permits and make sure you fill out all the paperwork correctly so they don't throw your application away and not tell you about it. So then they can hopefully approve your permits. You can keep your fingers crossed while you wait and while the termites threaten to infest your home.
Right.
And then maybe they'll approve your permits, and then you can go out and finally do the work. Who knows how long all this crap takes? Quote, we established he did everything that was humanly possible to comply, and the unrebutted evidence is that the city hasn't ruled on the permits, said his lawyer. To do something as harsh as put a good man in jail for 6 months, you've got to look at the impact on society. What will society gain if you put this man in jail? Indeed. In fact, what will society lose if you put this man in jail? He's a hardworking family man who obviously is a member of, you know, he works for a company and he does something in the economy. Now they're not going to have him to report to work. That means somebody has to fill his position.
Well, likely they aren't going to put him in jail. They're just going to fine him real big at the end of it all.
There doesn't seem to be any sort of fine here, sir. They are,
really?
His day in jail is starting September 10th.
That's crazy.
6 months.
So
and
stupid.
They said he has no chance at house arrest. He's going into a jail cell over this.
That's ludicrous.
And the taxpayers are going to pay for that as well.
Exactly. That's the other side of the economic damage. Not only are you damaging the economy by removing a productive citizen from it, but you're also harming the city budget and the taxpayers by forcing them to pay to imprison one of their neighbors who didn't harm anybody else. He didn't destroy anyone's property except the city's rotting old fence, which he replaced.
With a nice new fence.
Exactly.
Yep. It's so weird and bizarre.
Welcome.
I mean, why wouldn't they be trying to extract money from him? That's what makes the most sense, you know?
He may have gotten on somebody's nerves, too. I mean,
yeah.
He may have just not, when that was discovered, he may have just not wanted to go along with what the bureaucrats wanted him to do. And
spoken out at a city council meeting or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Certainly a possibility. They say
politics is about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies, so
The prosecutor says that in virtually every city and every county, a violation of the municipal code is a crime. So we're cracking down here in wherever the hell it was, city of Rolling Hills Estates. Hamar said he plans to appeal. Quote, I'm praying there will be an appeal and that my dad won't be sentenced to jail, said his daughter. My dad's the backbone of our family. How would we be able to hold up if he's not here? I guess the city doesn't really care about that very much.
Not a big concern of theirs, I guess.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How are you?
Great. What's on your mind, Greg?
Good. Listen, I was listening to you guys, and it's just, can you imagine, I mean, there's got to be some kind of a system of check and balance on keeping this government that we're dealing with in some kind of control. I mean, you explained the perfect scenario of what we're going through. But what they've taken from us is our little children over a an accident that happened. Now, we're in the state of Florida, and we see how our government is getting so involved in all of our business, it's just totally out of control.
There's nothing that they don't want to manage about your life.
Exactly. Now, can you imagine this man who has done nothing is going to go to jail for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost the government a lot of money to lock this man up.
You're probably talking about at least 20 grand.
Yeah. It's like, for instance, now what I'm dealing with, I wanted to ask you guys this question. I've talked to you before. I'm the one with the website called FreeOurChildren.com where they're stealing kids in the state of Florida.
Okay.
Now, me and my wife have committed no crime whatsoever. They've had our kids for 3 years. And this question was posed to me. If you haven't committed a crime, why don't you just go and get your kids? Why don't
like break them out from the government detention center or whatever?
No, they got them in a foster care. Why don't you just foster homes? Why don't you just go get your kids? You haven't been charged with a crime for 3 years, and there's no reason for them to even have your kids. But they're coming in and doing things. This is where our government is at. They're trying to get us to bow the knee to them, no matter what they do. It's just like if the scenario is true, what you said, that the city told him, if you want that fence fixed, you fix it. So he fixed the fence. And now he's being charged with something that I mean, what would be the problem with him upgrading a rotten fence?
It's just absolutely out of control. I'd like to ask you your own question, and that is, why haven't you gone and broken your kids out? Come back with Greg in moments here. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell gelatine gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything you purchase. And pretty much, I mean, virtually anything on the site. There might be a couple of exceptions, but whether it's a gift certificate or even some of their used items, we will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, back to Greg in Florida. Now, Greg, you said that your children, is it two children that you have?
Four children. Kids. My wife's been hiding for a year and 6 months with our newborn baby because they're trying to take our kids from us. If you were to watch the website freeourchildren.com, this is the same county that starved Terry Schiavo to death. When people from all over the country came in trying to support Terri Schiavo, that they would keep her alive, people would have paid. I mean, there was people who had money who said, we will pay for the care of this woman the rest of her life. But the government said, no, she has to die. We're dealing with the same Department of Children and Family. Children and Family was the one who dealt with Terri Schiavo. And when they had SWAT teams sit on top of the buildings, when you came out on that home at that where she was ordered to die, and you see the school and the SWAT officers up on top of the buildings in case someone tries to go into the nursing home to take her out, they're going to shoot them. This is what we're dealing with in America, and they're training the American people right now. You do what we say, or you're going to be either put in prison or you're going to die. And the American people are going along with it because there's not enough men to stand up in this country. Listen, let's say we were back in the Pilgrim's Day, and the Indians came in and took my children captive. I would say to the other men in the community, if I go myself and take my kids, you know what they're going to do to me? They're going to either kill me or lock me up in prison.
Yeah. Now, what is it that they allegedly came and confiscated your kids over?
My daughter got bit by someone else's dog. The case manager, Megan Gallagher, you read about this on the website, she was falsifying documentation for Department of Children and Families, stealing people's kids. It's the largest federal block grant coming in the state of Florida. They're literally making millions of dollars by taking people's kids and then adopting the kids out. They put me and my wife in a parenting class where they told us that we had to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, and gay.
Slow down a moment here. Now, wait a minute. Your daughter was bitten by a dog?
Right.
And why does that mean that you have to... I mean, what was it? What did they tell you? Why did they say this means you have to go into a parenting class?
Well, this is what I'm saying. When you watch the website, they're doing this... I mean, it's almost like it's totally, it doesn't make a bit of sense. I mean, if you try to make sense out of it, you'll lose your mind.
Right, it's very surreal. And
right,
yours
it's like asking questions. I mean, we've been asking, okay, it's gone on 3 years. We did everything you told us in the parenting class. We still don't have our kids back. We don't smoke. We don't drink. We don't do drugs. We live in a clean four-bedroom, two-bath home. We don't have no history whatsoever. But yet the girl who started our case was committed 26 cases of falsifying documentation, which is a third-degree felony, which at a minimum charge is 5 years per offense, and she has got 26 cases of.
And basically you're saying that every kid that they bring into the foster care system, the federal government is giving them basically a payout?
Federal grant money. It's the largest federal block grant coming into the state of Florida. Then they,
wow.
I mean, this past year they made $53 million in adopting kids out, taking them from their parents. I mean, when you
get
done,
money?
Yeah, it's all about money.
No, who gets it?
The bureaucrats, the department.
The department's
yeah, it comes into the local, into the county. The county
it's
comes
like
into
jail.
The sheriff's department.
It's like putting a prisoner in a jail cell. The more prisoners the jail has, the
right.
more money the prison gets.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
That's why there's 1,000 people arrested a week in Pinellas County.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I
just feel awful for you and your wife, and it's just so sad because you're just one of many stories.
Oh yeah,
there
one
are
of
so many people that have been abused by the system that is allegedly there to protect children, and of course it never ends up doing that. At least I've never heard of an example where they've actually protected kids.
I'm sure there's something out there.
The horror stories, and either way, these bureaucrats just need to go away. The only solution to this problem is not to rearrange the bureaucracy. It's not to change a few things about it. It's to eliminate it entirely. And if indeed there are parents out there harming their kids, bring them up on some sort of charges. As you say,
exactly.
You've never been charged.
Exactly. Well, see, what on the 24th of September, they're going to terminate my rights as a parent. And what I'm trying to figure out, people are telling me, just go and get your kids. And it sounds so simple, but the problem is I'm going against the enforced. You're talking about these guys that are the new Gestapo in America.
Mm-hmm.
These people, I mean, you can't even reason with them. And what happens is when you got someone who's unreasonable, it's like, I mean, I've been going to court for 3 years, and we've been asking them, I mean, on what grounds do you even have our children? I mean, we demand our right to a trial by jury. They're telling us we don't have a right to a trial by jury.
Wow.
The reason we don't want to give the trial by jury because then they'll be exposed for what they've done. How can someone come in and take? They stole our kids. They outright stolen
it's
our
so,
children.
It's so sad that people like you have to find out the hard way that what you're dealing with is nothing more than an armed gang of criminals.
That's,
I mean, isn't that pretty much what they are?
I would have never believed it before this. I thought the government. Listen, I was one of these people. If someone did something like this and they told me about it, I would have said, "Well, you had to do something. You've done something, and you're not telling us about it." And what happens is when you go to that website, freeourchildren.com. And you watch what they're doing to all these families, one right after another, and they're getting the money. It's all about using now children for money, and everything in the juvenile court system is confidential. No one has access to the records, and these children are literally being raped and physically abused, and it goes on and on and
on. It does happen all the time in these foster homes. These kids are confiscated from their parents. They're raped, and then
right.
you know they come. They may get returned to their parents a few months later.
When was the last time you even saw your children?
I see them twice a month. That's for 3 years now. I've seen my kids for 2 hours a month. Our kids have never been sick before. These people took them. They've been to the doctors now 100 times. Medicaid fraud.
Jeez.
None of our kids had any cavities. Now my son's got 6 big cavities. They bring us our kids with lice in their hair, ringworm in their face. This guy I talked to just past week. Every time his kid went to school, he came back home with lice. He called the health department. They came out and took his kids. Now they've got his kids because he reported the school system for bringing his kids home with lice 3 times now. And so what happens is DCF comes out and has taken this man's kids. And when you hear these stories, you just hear people, we just don't know what to do. We are trying to figure out what can we do with the government now. That is just, they're like tyrants. They're like,
right, and they've got all the money. They're holding all of the cards. They have your kids.
Right.
They've got an unlimited amount of funds with which to fight you if you decide to fight them. But as you say, there's not even any sort of process for that. The entire situation is happening outside of the judicial system.
Right.
You've never seen the inside of a courtroom. And, you know, what can you do? An armed gang of brigands has stolen your children from you. And the only sensible solution is to kidnap them back and go on the run. What the hell else can you do in this case? It's just sad.
Yeah, it looks like there's about 20 or so stories on this website, freeourchildren.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's other ones called rescuemykids.com. That's another one. I mean, these are all websites that we have put up so people can see what they're doing.
And what's this? I mean, what's going to happen to these kids? I mean, if they continue to be in the hands of the government, every day they're in the hands of these government bureaucrats, the more damage is done to them mentally.
Well, it sounds like you guys are on the website. You look at that young boy there who was handcuffed at 9 years old, taken from his mother, and they burnt this boy. They put him in a, they literally put him in a foster home when the foster parents were drug addicts, mm-hmm. and he was having to go out and to break into people's houses. He said the first time he broke into someone's house, he said he was so afraid at 9 years old, but they beat this kid up and told him, if you don't do it, and they handcuffed this kid to a bed, and he told his case manager this for 3 years in Pinellas County. 3 years, he gives the names of the people who work in the court system. He names them by name on that website you're watching right now and says, these people knew this was going on for 3 years. I was out breaking into people's houses, going to these wealthy neighborhoods, and when they weren't home in the daytime, I was breaking into their houses and bringing the money back to the drug people.
Yep, it so figures. You know, that when you offer people money and no oversight to take
right,
care of kids,
no oversight.
You're going to get the dregs. You're going to get the people that are going to lock kids in bedrooms or in closets,
right.
take the checks, run down the street, cash them, and then go and buy some crack.
Exactly, I mean, and that's exactly what you're doing. To a T, what you just said.
Is this your children. Website, Greg, that you're promoting?
Yeah, right. When you watch on the front of that, you'll see how they put us in a parenting class. They put me and my wife in a parenting class where we had to teach our kids at the age of 5 and 6 years old about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual. And they said, we're not going to get our kids back if we don't teach them this. And we told them, listen, you know, we're not. It's not going to happen. It isn't going to happen. We're getting our kids back. I don't know. I mean, I stand on the promises of the Word of God, but we're getting our kids back, but there's no way in the world we're going to teach this stuff. I'm not going to be held liable to teach this stuff. We believe in living a clean life, waiting till you're married, and so forth and so on.
Whatever your belief systems are, I don't care about. That's
right.
Not the issue here.
They're your
the
kids.
The issue is they're your kids. You should
right.
be the ones raising them. They should not be in the hands of the state. Go ahead and plug your website one more time, if you would.
It's freeourchildren.com.
Good luck, Greg, and keep us in the loop, okay?
Much.
Let us know what happens with
Thank
your case.
You,
we really appreciate the call. It's just a sad, sad story, and he isn't the only one. Just another reason to get a vasectomy, in my opinion. Hour 2 is on the way. 3 Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.